This is Between the Lines here on ESPN Ithaca, and joining us now is a former Ithaca High School three-sport athlete who is now at Nazareth College and killing it in his first season as a cross-country runner there. His season concluded with a top 10 finish at the Empire 8 Championships, and that's Cade Eales. Cade, first off, congrats on the success, and what was your reaction when you were named the Empire 8 Rookie of the Year?
Thank you. Well, at first, I was honored, of course. It's a very impressive accomplishment, but it was more about the team and just winning E8s as a team for Nazareth and going out there, being a freshman, and just putting it all on the track.
And you mentioned the team success. What was the team dynamics like? You had a couple of Section 4 guys that you competed against there, so what was that like getting comfortable with your teammates?
Well, we clicked pretty quick, and as you can tell, we had success very quickly, but they're super nice, great team dynamic, and I just love the Nazareth environment so far.
Yeah, and as far as you go, how'd you adjust to, you know, high school to college?
Well, obviously, there's a lot more mileage. There's more consistency in practice, training, and just the drastic difference between high school and college. It was a lot more mileage, and you know, but you could just go out there every day. You just keep sticking to it, and it just becomes normalized. You just get used to it.
So with all that time that you're spending running, you know, more than you did in high school, how much did you improve over your first year of college?
Well, I've PR'd in the 5K. That's what you run in high school. And We did one meet, which was also a 5K. And I think I PR'd by a minute and a half at least. So there was already a big difference just from college training and the improvement I had.
That's great. And of course, you know, your senior season at Ithaca was affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, and it's still going on in your freshman year at college. So has this affected your development as a runner at all?
Well, you know, I lost a whole year, of course. I mean, we all did. And, you know, we had to wear masks and we had to social distance and we had like less competition because we had to compete with the different teams. So that obviously stunted my growth and development, but you know, eventually we got back into it, you know, and you just see the work and you can see what pays off.
We're talking to Ithaca High School alum Cade Eales, who is now at Nazareth College. He was named the E8 Rookie of the Year in cross country. And this past season, how quickly did you realize that you could have success at the college level?
Well, we had preseason, of course, and we had a couple workouts. And, you know, I was getting second or third or fourth, and I was realizing how high up I was, and I just put it to, you know, just luck or the teammates not trying or not really caring. But, you know, after we got that first 6K at Fisher, I realized that could be a big contribution on the team, and that was just a great feeling to have so quickly.
That's awesome. That's great. And I've mentioned it a couple times, you played three sports at IHS: basketball, cross country, track and field. How did that prepare you for the college experience?
Yeah, having so many different coaches and teammates and just team dynamics, it just really was helpful, just trying to get used to this different situation and environment. And I'm grateful for all my past coaches in high school. And it just has really helped me to lead up to this moment.
That's great. And you know, you had the great first season now, Empire Rookie of the Year. But, you know, the rest of the way, what are your goals that you want to accomplish at Nazareth in cross country?
Well, obviously, I'm only top three on the team. So obviously, I want to chase for those older guys, beat them by times, and just have, you know, next year be able to beat them and in indoor and outdoor track. And also, I think I was top 11th fastest 8K time in Nazareth history. I really want to get to the single digits, maybe even top five some year, you know, in the future. And that would just be a great honor to have.
That's awesome. And your team, you won the Empire 8 Championship this year. You came in the top 10 in that race. What was working for you that day and for you and your teammates?
You know, it's a flat course, so usually that runs faster. But, you know, you just work with your teammates. We had Fisher as a good competition. It was just everyone, I think, had a great race on my team and other teams. And it was just amazing. But, yeah, you really just got to surge in the middle, and you got to cover the moves other people make. And, you know, I just went with it, and you just keep going, and you just got to hold on to that.
And not too long ago, we had your older brother Cole on the show. He's at Alfred in his fifth year there playing basketball. So he said that you were the harder worker in the family out of the two of you. But what did you learn from him, you know, seeing him succeed in college basketball?
Well, yeah, you know, my older brother, he always pushed me, especially during our childhood. We would compete over almost anything and everything. And he was just a great motivator, and he inspired me to work harder through all these years. And I just persevered, and, you know, I just looked up to him as a role model.
That's great. And you know, one last question for you, Cade. What is something that you've, you know, that you've learned about yourself after this first season of cross country in college?
Well, like you said, you know, I was a three-sport athlete, and I feel like that really helped me with, like, getting ready for time management. But college is just so different. Like, I've had to put so much aside specifically for homework, studying, and socializing. But, yeah, I just appreciate, you know, my family, especially my mom and my sister as well, helping me with this change and just, you know, being there with me this whole time.
That's awesome. That's great to see that you're having success at the next level, Cade, and hopefully continues next year. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.